Module 5. New Frontiers. Warm-up. Exercise 3. Listen to 4 extracts and identify these different programs in your book. 1.
It was announced today that the launch of the shuttle taking a new crew to the International Space Station Alpha has been delayed due to bad weather at the Kennedy Space Center. The new international crew are planning to take over from the existing one and to carry out repairs on the solar panels, which suffered slight damage last week.
2.
Our next guest is Rosalind Picard from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Good evening.
Now, Rosalind, you're the author of the book Emotional Computers, and you're a pioneer in the field of affective computing. What exactly is that?
Well, basically, we are carrying out research into ways of producing computers that can sense our mood and react to us. This may sound like science fiction, but in fact...
3.
How is the discovery of the human genome going to affect our lives in the next 10 or 20 years? In Science Today, we're going to analyze some of the data that has come out of a study recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It reveals some of the possibilities for biotechnology, and particularly their impact on medicine. We will also discuss some of the many ethical issues which have come out of the latest discoveries in this field.
4.
Okay, next question. Could you tell me the name of the scientist who discovered 2 new radioactive elements, radium and polonium? This scientist was later responsible for developing the process of producing radioactivity artificially for the first time. By the way, this is the only scientist to have ever been given 2 Nobel Prizes, one for physics and another for chemistry.
Marie Curie?
Correct.